This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Just days before early voting begins for Georgia's Senate runoff, that's actually this coming Monday, Google has lifted its temporary ban on political ads, which was put into place around election time to combat misinformation, propaganda, and lies. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
There's certainly a demand by campaigns for political ad space, but Chris Nolan, founder of the political advertising company Spot On, says in terms of Google's overall business, it's a pretty small chunk.
For them, political advertising is not particularly lucrative and unbelievably bad PR.
Google limited campaigns' ability to target voters in the presidential election out of concern that they'd be spreading misinformation.
Everybody in politics wants to be able to use voter registration information to target voters. But controlling the use of that information and that data is what we need to be aware of.
Google and Facebook want to be the platforms where people have timely conversations, says Siva Vaidyanathan at the University of Virginia.
Their goal is to matter. Their ultimate goal is to be the operating system of our lives.
He says that, more than revenue, is the incentive for the companies to have political content. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.